Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. Each week we offer biblical encouragement and practical ideas to help you know the love of Jesus Christ more deeply and become the woman, wife, and mother you were created to be. We're so glad you're here. It's going to be a great day.
Hello, my name is Deb Weekly, and I'm here with my dear friend,
Laura
Carlson. I texted Laura at 10 o'clock last night, or maybe even 10:30. And I said, Hey, I'm doing this video, this supernatural mom video. And I would love for you to come over and tell your story and talk to these moms about how to live supernaturally. Because guys, you have power as a supernatural mom and a grandma. And we're going to talk about that today. And so as you guys come on, I would love for you to say hello. And I would love for you to leave a prayer request because we're going to be praying for you at the end of today's broadcast. And I would like to say hello to everyone joining from the Help Club for Moms podcast. We are so glad you're here. Please email us at admin@helpclubformoms.com with your prayer requests. We will definitely pray for you. I want to say hello to our growing YouTube channel. We are over there on YouTube and we're growing. And I'm so thankful for YouTube and the Help Club for Moms Facebook page and the Help Club for Moms online group. We have a group of 9,000 women over there on Facebook, and it is an incredible, incredible group of women. And remember, I'm using a streaming software. So if you're joining in the online group, you have to say who you are. And hello, hello. Hi, Michelle. Hello there. Say hello. Say who you are when you say hello. That way we will know who you are. And also, I want to tell you guys to share the video with your friends, because we have had so many people tell us, I just found you on Facebook. It popped up in my feed. And that is from our amazing moms sharing the videos with their friends. And so please share it, because I really feel that your friends are going to be blessed. Because guys, now, especially in this day and age, especially in this time in history, we need to be living supernaturally. We need to be living in the power of the Holy Spirit. And when we say supernatural, it is in the Holy Spirit's power, because you have the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead on the inside of you. And that means that you are not of the old you anymore. You're a brand new creation and you have all of these things at your fingertips, but you need to know what you have, because if you don't know what you have, then how are you going to know how to use it? And so I have a feeling this, good morning, Kate. I have a feeling that this video is going to be more, we're going to have more of this conversation. So this is just our first installment. In case you are new to Help Club and you don't know about the mothering kits over at myhelpclubformoms.com, Laura and I lead the conversation about going deeper into the Holy Spirit. We are talking about the seven spirits of God, which is incredible. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. But just so you know, you get 2 weeks free over at My Help Club for Moms. And you will get, if you sign up today, you'll get the March Mothering Kit. And then next month, you guys, I'm so excited because we're doing a free course for our Mothering Kit moms that will be put on our new Mothering Kit, on our new course platform. We're going to be launching a free course platform with some free courses and some paid courses, and it's going to be incredible. And so stay tuned for more of that. And so, but right now we are offering this course to our Mothering Kit moms, and it's called How to Walk Out Your Spiritual Inheritance, How to Walk in Your Spiritual Inheritance. And then for the month of May, we will be doing another course that's going to blow your mind, and it's called How to Leave a 100-Year Spiritual Legacy to Your Children, an inheritance, how to leave 100-year spiritual inheritance to your children. And that's going to be free for our subscribers. I mean, they pay the monthly subscription of $13.99 or $12.99 if you're a founding member, and they get these courses. So you're going to be the first one to have access to these courses. And it's the best of the best that the Help Club team has to offer. You're going to love it. So I believe in it so much. And I wanted to tell you about it right off the bat. And hello. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Kate. And yes. And guys, keep your comments coming. Hey, friends. Hello. And I want to know who you are also. So if you've left a comment and you're in the online group, be sure to leave your name and tell us how to pray for you. Okay. The next thing, I want to just go down our announcements really quickly. So also, if you're in Kansas City, I hope that you can join me on the first weekend in April. And Laura's going to be there with me. Mary Jo's going to be speaking. We're going to have a booth at the Midwest Parents Conference in Kansas City at the Expo the first weekend in April. And you guys are going to love that for our homeschooling moms here at Help Club. And then the last weekend in April, I'm going to be in Jacksonville, Florida, speaking at MomCom. And you guys, it's going to be amazing. They have a mom prom. It's going to be so much fun. And then also, I'm going to be speaking at the North Carolina Home Educators Conference, their Thrive Conference, on May 24th. And that's going to be amazing. If you're there at Winston-Salem, I hope I get to see you ladies over there. And then we're so excited. And Laura's going to be speaking at this one. Therese Engel, Lou Engel's wife, is going to be speaking at this one. We have so many incredible speakers, but it is called Homeschooling with Heaven, Partnering with Jesus in Your Homeschool. So please put this on your calendar. July 12th through the 13th, you're going to want to buy your ticket early. You're going to want to get your hotel reservations early. We live in Colorado, where it's beautiful. It's probably one of the most beautiful states in all of the United States in the summer. So you're going to want to get that hotel reservation soon in Colorado Springs, because they're going to run out. I'm just telling you. And so get your ticket, Homeschooling with Heaven. Hi, Donna. Yes, I'm so glad to see Donna Klein, my girlfriend. So Michelle's going to share Homeschooling with Heaven, the link to sign up. So if you're a homeschooling mom, be sure to sign up. And if you don't homeschool, guys, I just want you to remember that we are here for all moms. The Lord, though, has called us this year in a wild and crazy way. We've never done this before, to begin ministering to homeschoolers and our single moms and our working moms and our moms who send their kids to private school, public school. We don't care. We just want to minister to all of our moms. And so we follow the Lord. And so we want to open up this season for homeschooling moms in Colorado Springs at the Road Church. And there we go. Michelle just put all of the conference links up there because she is amazing. So, all right. So I think that's all of the announcements right now. So Laura, why don't you open us up in prayer?
Okay. Well, Father, we just enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We're so thankful that we are your daughters. We are the supernatural moms, that you're giving us downloads every day of how to train up our children in the way that they should go. So, Father, we just ask that you'd give us wisdom and revelation today that we can run with.
Yes.
And we ask all these things in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, I'm going to talk for a few minutes, and then I want Laura to talk because she has so many incredible things to tell you today. But before we even get started, so you might be saying, well, what does it even mean to live as a supernatural mom? And I have a scripture that is really, really, really cool. And it talks about being superhuman. And it's so cool. Guys, I'm telling you, this is the real thing here. Let's see, where did I put it? I put it in my notes. Superhuman. Where did my phone? All right, I'm going to look at my phone. All right, it's on my phone. I texted it to my kids. My son was working a youth conference this weekend, and he plays worship at our church. And so I sent him this text telling him I was praying superhuman energy for him. But listen to this. This is Colossians 1:29 in the Amplified Bible. For this, I labor unto weariness, striving with the superhuman energy, which he so mightily kindles and works within me. You guys, you have that word right there. It's the same word in the scripture that's in Ephesians 1. Let me read this one to you. I just want to explain to you guys before we even get started that you have supernatural power inside of you. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. As a Christ follower, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you, and you have the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead living inside of you, but you have to pray to even understand it, you guys, okay? So listen to this. It's Ephesians 1, and it starts in verse 17, and this is Paul, and he's showing us the example, and he's praying, he's asking the Lord for this, that we would understand this. So it's Ephesians 1:17. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incredibly great power. And that power right there in the there and the Greek means superhuman. And it says, and that that power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms. You have the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. So before we even get started today, I'm going to pray for you. Lord, help my friend here and anyone watching this video, listening to this podcast, even 5, 10, 20 years from now. Lord, you are outside of time. So I pray for everyone watching or listening. Lord, give us, open the eyes of our hearts, God, just like it says right here in the scripture. Lord, we ask for you to give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation that they may know you better, that the eyes of their hearts would be enlightened. God, we need your power to teach us things. God, guide us into all truth and show us the things that are to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Before we get started on our teaching, I want to tell you and remind you of something, that when you became a Christian, you started accepting supernatural concepts at work in your life because you went from death to life, right? You believed all of a sudden that your name was in a book, the Lamb's Book of Life, right? You believed all of a sudden that there's angels and demons. You believed that Jesus died from and rose again and took our sins on the cross, right? He took our sins. We're going to heaven with him. You believe that. You believe that, there's so many things to believe. I don't even know where to begin. You believe that the word of God is alive and active and sharper than any double-edged sword, and it speaks to you. You believe that a book speaks to you. Okay, so let's not stop there with these supernatural concepts. Let's keep going and how we can live supernaturally as a mom and a grandma. And so take the scales off, Jesus. Anyone coming here today, take all religion off of them in Jesus' name. I ask for you to encounter them in Jesus' name, that the scales will fall from their eyes, that any bitterness or church hurt, God, it would fall out of their heart. God, you would bring them healing right now, that your Holy Spirit would touch them in places they never knew that they needed touching. Take away all spirit of religion that says that the Bible, the miracles were only for that time, that the spiritual gifts were only for that time. God, we rebuke those lies in Jesus' name. And God, we ask for understanding for each of my dear friends here today in Jesus' name. Okay, so Laura has a fantastic story to tell you about her legacy of a supernatural lineage, starting with her grandfather. And guys, I just want you to know, if you're a grandmother today, we're both grandmas. Yeah. If you're a grandma today, yeah, you can learn from today, and you should share this video or the podcast with all your grandma friends. And as a mother, I think we need to be thinking about the future. And I think we need to be thinking about living now, right? As a Christian, right now, you're drawing a line in the sand and you're saying, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord, and you're going to live for him, and you're going to live, and you're going to just grab this life by the horns, just like Jacob did when he fought with the angel. He would not let him go until he blessed him. And he was actually wrestling with God, and he would not let him go. And you guys, do not let God go. You keep hanging on to him, and you live your life supernaturally. Because remember, the supernatural was here first. That's why we took this whole year over on the Mother and Kids to learn about supernatural living, is because you need it. You can't live life without the supernatural strength of God. And so we wanted to teach you. But guys, the supernatural was here first. God, Holy Spirit, Father God, go Holy Spirit, Jesus, all of them one together. And they looked into the void and there was nothing there. And then they spoke and the creation came into being. The spiritual created the physical. Guys, if you know about atoms and protons, you're atoms and protons. That's what we're made of. We're not even made up of solid matter. We're made up of these little atoms and protons that we can't see. That's supernatural. God created that. And so let's just take off our religion, take off the religious glasses, take off the hurt, take off everything, and just receive today. So Laura, I gave a big introduction. But yeah.
Well, Deb wanted me to talk a little bit about my spiritual inheritance. And I want to start off with Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever. And I like to think about inheritance. We get for free what someone else paid a price for. And so
can you say that again?
We get for free as the generations to come what someone else paid a price for. So my grandpa and grandma were missionaries in Belgium during World War II.
How did they become Christians? What, did they grow up in a Christian home?
No, my grandpa actually became a Christian later in life in Amsterdam. And the Lord, this is a really cool story. So as soon as he became a believer in his early 20s, there was a marketplace in Amsterdam where you would set up your box and you would sell your wares. Well, his was purity and holiness. He would, you know, of course, there was prostitution way back then. It's very old. But anyway, he would talk about purity and in these pamphlets that he would give away. So he would talk about his pamphlets on this little soapbox, you know, that they had. And one day, these ruffians came and knocked over the table, beat him up, and all the pamphlets scattered. So the next day he went to church and he said, "Lord, should I go back and set up my table?" And the Lord said, "Yes, you'll be safe." So he went back, set up his soapbox, but there were two large men that just pointed for him to set up his box. And they protected him the whole time. And I believe it was angels. They looked like sailors, but I believe they didn't say anything. They just protected him. So anyway, so he went to be a missionary. He, my mom, my grandma, and my mom.
Wait, did you say how your dad was saved?
Your
grandpa?
He was, he just came to know the Lord through the church that he was going to. Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Yeah. And so anyway, it changed the trajectory of his family line. And so he and my grandma were missionaries in Belgium during World War II. And he would go to the place where the martyrs were killed and he would pray on those places in Belgium. But when the bombs fell, they were actually in a palace, a converted palace that was now the mission. So it was a very solid, beautiful building. And when the bombs fell, a lot of the city officials and people of the city came and got refuge there. So, of course, they were doing business because the bombs were falling and people were dying and the destruction of the city. And so he was able to lead them to the Lord and pray for them for peace while this was all going on. And so my uncle wrote a book actually about him called Great is Thy Faithfulness. And just think, what books are they going to be writing about us, you know, as we fulfill our calling? And so anyway, just powerful things. And at one point, the people that were supporting them in America said, "We can no longer support you because you're not safe." And so they needed to go back to the United States. But what was really interesting is they took the last train out, went over, and it was my uncle's and my mom that came over. There was five of them. And after they got back, they found out that the Nazi soldiers had come to the door and asked for my grandma. And it would have been all the children as well, that they got out just in time because she had Jewish blood.
She was a Jew.
And so they would have all gone to the concentration camp. So they were rescued just in time and got back to the United States, and they were able to actually go around to the churches and explain what was happening in the war. But I, years ago, had gone to Massachusetts because D.L. Moody had, he loved children and he wanted children to know the Word of God. So we were helping to in the city in Massachusetts, Northfield, help make it into a college, renovate. And there was D.L. Moody's grave. And I went over and I said, Lord, can I just have a drop of what D.L. Moody had, you know, just an incredible evangelist and bringer of the word to children. So I went back after that and I started reading the book that was written by my grandpa or my uncle, sorry, about my grandpa's life, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And in it, I found out that he had gotten saved by a D.L. Moody disciple, and he had gone to D.L. Moody Bible College.
Oh, my goodness.
So sometimes we pray things. The Lord has us pray things, you know, so that he can reveal to us the answers of the very things we've prayed. So he teaches us how to pray so he can answer the prayers. So anyway, then my little granddaughter, she was 4 at the time. I was putting her to bed. And our favorite song, little did she know, our favorite song is Great is Thy Faithfulness that had been handed down through the generations. At everyone's funeral, that's what they sing, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And so anyway, I was putting her to bed and we do the one story and the one song. And so little Emmy said, Nana, Great is Thy Faithfulness is my favorite. Could you sing that one? And I believe that the Spirit revealed that to her, you know, and made that her favorite song in her little spirit. So I closed my eyes and I started singing her that song. And then I opened my eyes just a peek and this penetrating gaze, like she was just memorizing the moment that I was singing Great is Thy Faithfulness. And so this is the things that we pass down. The Spirit helps us pass down all these things, you know. And so I believe that the generations are waiting for our yes.
Say that again.
The generations are waiting for our yes and for us to partner with Holy Spirit and fulfill all the purposes that He has for us in our generation. So that we can, it can be passed along to the generations to come.
That's so good. Wow. I love that. I love that. I have an opposite story where I'm a first generation Christian. I mean, my grandma was a Christian, but, and my mom and my dad definitely, I think they believed, but they didn't live for the Lord. And so I feel like as far as living for God and being passionate about Him, I'm definitely a first generation. And I feel like I am tilling the ground for generations and planting seeds for generations. And I've prayed scripture over my children. I used to go to the gym all the time. And the Lord's been speaking to me. I go to the gym still, but He's been speaking to me about going back to this habit again now that I have grandchildren. But I prayed scripture. I would get on my stair machine and I would just pray for 10 minutes. And then I would pray these same scriptures straight from the Bible over my family and all of my descendants. And the Lord had me doing that. And I just feel like He was having me lay foundations in this family that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I didn't grow up in a Christian home. And I didn't know even how to have a Christian home. But by praying these scriptures, the Lord had me lay foundations. And that is something that you can do. You can pray scripture to lay foundations in your family. If you're a first generation Christian, just like I prayed earlier, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And, you know, we draw a line in the sand and we say, Lord, as for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. And our life, my children's life is not going to be like my life. It's going to be different. And my grandchildren, my great grandchildren. And you just pray for your descendants, because that's what I did. I prayed for all of my descendants. And now my grandchildren, it was so sweet because I was I was telling Laura over the weekend that one of my granddaughters, she's so precious. Her name's Skylar, and she sings all the second verses to the song. She knows all of the song, like to Away in a Manger. She'll say, "Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask you today." She sings that. She knows the second one of Jesus Loves Me. I didn't even know it until she started singing it. You know, that one. She knows. And then my other granddaughter, I talked to her, and because her mother talks to my daughter, talks to her about her angels. And my granddaughter says, "Yeah, I have angels." Like, it's like no big deal to these children. And I feel like my daughter is teaching them how to live supernaturally, because I taught my daughter in the power of the Holy Spirit all about supernatural living. And you also taught your kids about living supernaturally. And guys, when we talk about the Word of God, when we talk about and we read the Word of God to our children and our grandchildren, we pray over them, we pray big prayers, we pray scripture, you are living supernaturally. You are living supernaturally. What do you think it means to live life as a supernatural mom or grandma?
I feel like just giving them hunger for the Word, because it is alive and living. And I love to pray the Word, sing the Word, draw the Word, you know, just all the different ways to get the Word in their heart. And so that when the Spirit comes along and brings revelation, it's hidden there in their heart.
Yeah. That's so good. We did in the Mother and Kids, in our first month, Laura talked about listening prayer, and you tell the moms what listening prayer is.
Well, you're just inviting the Holy Spirit to come in and bring revelation, just taking the time to, even after you read the scripture, "Father, what do you want to say in the scripture to me?" And yeah, just listening, taking time to, it's a relationship, and teaching them how he will talk to you back. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants to reveal your identity and your significance.
And when it's an ordinary, everyday thing, when you talk to your children about the Lord, or like the other day, I was dropping off my granddaughters. We babysit them on Wednesdays, and it's a beautiful day. I love it. And my granddaughter was complaining of a stomach ache, and when she got home, and I just put my hands on her and I said, "Let's pray for her." And then Christy goes, "Yes, let's pray for you, Skylar." And we prayed over her that her stomach ache would go away. And do you know what? Her stomach ache went away. God took that stomach ache away. But I think that when we are living out the Bible, and you read the Bible to your children and your grandchildren, and you talk about God, I'll never forget my son, he has a very special relationship with Jesus. His faith was always very, very simple, very sweet. We did this thing called How to Pick a Hymn for Your Child. We talked about it at Help Club, and Michelle can share that link, How to Pick a Hymn for Your Child. And we prayed and asked the Lord for hymns just a few years ago for our children. And we picked for Jack, "In the Garden. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share when we tarry there, none other has never, ever known." And that's Jack's song. And that is Jack. And it's been starting since he was little, because when we didn't realize it, but he was super allergic to MSG. And we didn't know it. And every Sunday we would go somewhere and he would have hot dogs that had MSG in them. And every Sunday he would throw up or feel like he's going to throw up. It was awful. And finally figured it out by going to a specialist. But it was awful until we figured it out. We didn't know what was wrong with him. But when he would be sick in his little stomach, he would stand over the potty and he would go, "Oh God." He was like four. "Oh God, help me not to throw up. Oh God, help me." He was so precious, and he still lives his life like that. He still, like I prayed over him, that superhuman strength over the weekend, because he was working at this youth retreat, and he was praying for his angels, for God to send his angels. And I mean, guys, faith is the substance of things hoped for, and faith is the assurance of things hoped for, and the substance of things not seen. Mm-hmm. Your faith is made up of things you cannot see. There is a realm of the supernatural. There are three heavens. There's the first heaven, which we live in, the second heaven, which is where the angel or the demons live, and the third heaven, which is where God and the angels live. And we know that from the Bible because Paul talks about the fact that he was caught up, or he didn't say he was caught up. He said there was a man caught up in the third heaven. But there are three realms, and we are affected by all three realms. We're affected by the physical, where we live on this earth. We're affected by the spiritual, the demons that live in the second heaven, and the angels and God and everything in the third. And so by having faith and walking by faith and believing that the word of God says that you can have things that you ask for, you can declare things, you're going to live by faith and you're going to live supernaturally. What are some things that you have prayed over your family and you declare? What are some things that you declare, and what are some things that are promises that you have stood on that you claim for yourself and your family?
Well, first of all, I love that we're Lady Wisdom.
Yes.
Personified as,
yes,
Lady Wisdom.
Women are, wisdom is personified as a,
yes,
woman.
Right. And we're calling out in the streets, right? And in Proverbs 9, they call out in the streets and we set a table of fine linen and we call people to life. Whereas Lady Folly sets a table of, or sets a bed of fine linen and calls people to death. So we're Lady Wisdom and we're setting that table. And I feel like around that table, there's so much conversation that can happen around what's bringing life, you know, to them, and speaking in, you know, rosebud thorn, we always used to do.
Tell them what that is. I love this.
Rose is something amazing that happened to you today. Thorn is something really hard that happened, and bud is something you're hoping for. So that way you can get an idea of what's going on in their heart, what's bringing them life, what's stealing their joy. And
knowing what's going on in their hearts.
Right.
And what they're dreaming about.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so you're praying into their dreams. You're identifying who they are in the spirit, you know, what their gift set is.
That's so cool.
And you're just, you know, bringing that forth, bringing out the gold, and you're praying with them to bring out that gold and to assure them that they are mighty in God and that they're here for a purpose for such a time as this.
That's so good. Even the fact that you are telling your children that they are here for such a time as this, you talk to them about Esther, because that's where that scripture comes from. As Mordecai, her uncle, said to her, perhaps you have come to this position for such a time as this. And your children are on this earth for such a time as this. We are commanded by Jesus to occupy until he comes. And by giving your children purpose, and by talking to your children and praying into their hopes and dreams, praying into the good things, praying about the bad things, praying for protection, you're teaching your children to live supernaturally and to occupy until Jesus comes. And you're speaking purpose into their lives. And when a child has a purpose, they're not going to try to take their lives. When a child has a purpose, they're not going to go the way of culture. They're going to go the way of the Lord when they know that they have a purpose and a calling on this earth to occupy until Christ comes. And that scripture that says, let no one look down on you because you are young. We should all be speaking to our children. Let no one look down on you because you are young. You can testify about Jesus when you're young. I know that my daughter, when she was in kindergarten, there was a neighbor that lived nearby and he was not a believer. There's two neighbors that weren't believers. And one of them, she told him, she's very black and white, my daughter, but I mean, she was as a child, especially, but she's so much better now. But she said, you know what? If you don't believe in Jesus, you're going to hell. And so the little boy went home and told his mom. The mom called me and said, this is not an appropriate conversation for two kindergartners. And I was just like, what do I say, Lord? What do I do? And I don't think I handled it very well with my daughter, but thankfully she didn't listen to me because I just didn't. didn't know what to say. I was a new believer. What do you say when someone says, stop talking to my kid about Jesus, right? But she didn't quit because my daughter's that way. She's tenacious and she didn't quit. And do you know what? That little boy came back 6 months later and he goes, you know what, Mrs. Weekly? I asked Jesus into my heart. And then he said, you know what, Mrs. Weekly? My mommy bought me VeggieTales and we're watching VeggieTales. And then he said, you know what, Mrs. Weekly? I'm going to summer camp. And so are my sister and brother who were teenagers. You know what, Mrs. Weekly? My brother's going to come over and ask you to help donate money because he's going on a mission trip.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome. So my daughter, who told this little boy he's going to hell if he doesn't know Jesus, his siblings, I don't know if the mom and dad did, but the siblings did. And so did he, came to Christ. And that is because I told my daughter that she can do great things as a child. And I'm so thankful she didn't listen to me when I got into fear of man and told her, well, maybe you shouldn't talk so much to him about all this stuff, which was dumb. I shouldn't have said that. And I repented since then, but she didn't listen. And I'm so glad she didn't listen because those kids are saved. And I think that we need to teach our kids that they can accomplish great things for God. They have the same Holy Spirit living inside of them as Christians.
Malachi, when he was little, playing with the children out in the neighborhood, the one little boy said, so you talk to God. What is that like? And he said, well, it's just like you're talking to your dad. You can talk to your dad, right? And so he just taught him that it's just like talking to your dad. And then, you know, he'll talk back. So
that's so, you know, cool.
It's great that how the Holy Spirit reveals to our kiddos.
Do you know how sweet that is? That's Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. The same Holy Spirit, no junior Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in Malachi. Holy Spirit told Malachi, just tell him that he could talk to him the same way he does to his dad. Mm-hmm. And Malachi listened. I'm sure that you prayed. What are some prayers you prayed over your kids?
Just that they would fulfill all the purposes that God has for him, for them, this side of heaven, mm-hmm. you know? And just, yeah, destiny prayers. And
what are destiny prayers?
Just what they're, who they're becoming. Yeah. Like you can tell if they're evangelists. You can tell if they have a pastor's heart, a counselor's heart.
Where's that scripture?
That
one about, there's a scripture. Oh, I love that scripture. I always forget the reference. It's the one that says pastors, preachers, teachers, and prophets. Some he's given. So some he has given, some he has given to be, you can keep talking. I'm going to find it. So you pray those prayers to be prophets, evangelists, preachers, teachers, right?
Right.
So it goes, Ephesians 4:11. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. So you're talking about praying for your children for those gifts to come out, for the, mm-hmm. the apostolic prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. What else did you pray? What else?
That they'd be quick to speak. Slow to speak and
quick slow to listen.
And quick to listen, yes.
Slow to be angry. Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one. I prayed that for me too. And I'd be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. Mm-hmm. Would you pray for yourself as a mom?
Just for a lot of grace and peace. And my favorite verse was, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He takes great delight in you. He quiets you with his love and he rejoices over you with singing. That's Zephaniah 3:17. That's my favorite verse. And I lots of times linger in the morning because it talks about the let the morning bring word of your unfailing love. And I just say, what are you singing over me? And so like it might be a song. This morning it was about holiness. And so I like to linger and see what verses come to mind or what songs.
So how does that looking linger? Like, what does your quiet time look like?
Well, first of all, when I first wake up, I do just linger and see what the Lord wants to say to me.
When you're in bed?
Mm-hmm. Just while I'm in bed yet. But then, you know, I do get up and I read the word and Lectio 360.
I love Lectio 365.
Love to listen to that first thing in the morning. And of course, pray. My husband and I pray for our children and grandchildren. And, you know, we share what the Lord is teaching us that for that day. And then I pray for the Lord to order my steps and shalom over my day, because shalom is peace, and that cuts through chaos and brings divine order. Mm. And so I just know that throughout the day, if I designated the day to him, that he will order my steps. He will give me the divine appointments. He will, you know, be with me throughout the day.
So good. Divine appointments, right place, right time. Mm-hmm. I pray that I'll be in the right place at the right time. We were in the right place at the right time in California.
Mm-hmm.
We just got back from an amazing conference in California. And there's so many things that we could talk about with that, but we were in the right place at the right time so many times to pray for people that we met when we were there and just have things happen, traffic shift for us. You know, we prayed that God would part the Red Sea for us because there was a parade, the St. Patrick's Day parade, and there was so much traffic. We thought we were going to miss our plane. And God,
and even getting there,
with
a snowstorm.
Yeah. With a snowstorm.
It was saying that. There's no way we could get out.
That's right. They canceled our flight on Frontier the night before. So we got another flight on United.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that morning we were like, what are we going to do? There's so much snow. And the Lord said, you need to go. And so I opened up my garage door and there was this much snow behind my car. And he goes, you need to gun it and go backwards as fast as you can through that pile. And I did. And then he goes, you need to stay. And there was one lane that had been plowed for hours before, but there's still a lot of snow on the road and there was big piles on the side. And God just said, go fast, stay away from the side and just go. Don't stop. Just go. And I made it to Laura's house, picked her up, made it all the way to Denver, flew out. And all of the other, we had 27 inches of snow. Like, we just got out, but God got us there. That's supernatural. Mm-hmm. That's supernatural. And so I just want you guys to think differently. What are some things you pray over your grandchildren?
Well, a lot of times just that their health would prosper as their soul prospers. Mm. You know, they seem to have some sickness that mm-hmm. goes through all
yes.
the kids. I have a 7, 6, and 4-year-old. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they just pass along the love sometimes.
You might, you know, that's a scripture. There's so much sickness going around. Say that scripture again.
That your soul would prosper even as your health prospers.
You could declare that over your children. Lord Jesus, when your kids are getting sick, Lord, I thank you that as my children's, say it again.
Your soul prospers as your health prospers.
That as mm-hmm. my children's soul prospers, their health will prosper.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, just supernatural help, mm-hmm. you know.
That's
that
so
they don't
cool.
have to be sick.
What do you pray for them, for their destinies?
Well, everyone is different, you know, that they would fulfill all the purposes.
Mm-hmm. God.
You know? And you can tell already that little Emmy is a teacher.
Oh,
and
she gets that from you.
Yep. And Tatum is pastoral, very pastoral. And Nora, she's a spitfire. She's probably going to have prophetic.
Oh, I bet she does. I think a lot of your spitfire kids, the ones that are really strong-willed, have the gift of prophecy.
And leadership.
And leadership. You
know, they're leaders.
Yeah. It's okay if they're wily. It's okay. I told my kids, we had our grandchildren there, 5, 3, and 1. And oh, man, I was exhausted. But I told my kids when they left, I go, you guys are doing such a great job. I said, they're wily, but I love it that they're wily. Mm-hmm. They're so spirited. And it mm-hmm. shows me that my son-in-law and my daughter are doing a great job. They're not like breaking their spirits, right? I think mm-hmm. our children need to be spirited. They need to have a strong will. We should not put out that fire. Mm-hmm. Like they need to learn how to obey, right? They need to learn to respect you and not be disrespectful. But I think they need to be able to be strong-willed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I pray for my grandchildren to be like David and do the will of God in their own generation. And I pray for them every time I get them in the car, I put my anointing oil on them and I cross them. And I pray and I say, Jesus, thank you that my grandbabies, I anoint them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And you can say this over your kids. I pray, Jesus, that I thank you for them, that they are movers and shakers and that, right. So let me start over. Write your name on their hearts. Set them apart for your service. Let them grow up to do great things in your name. God, let them choose you from a young age and stick by that commitment. Let them be movers and shakers in their generation for Christ. Give them a godly husband and let them have lots of godly children. Lord, protect them from all evil, evil people, evil things, illnesses, accidents, injuries, and wild animals because they live where there's mountain lions and coyotes. And I just declare things over them. And they love it. They tell me, they say, put the oil on my hands, Gigi, and they rub it all over them. Every time they go home, they smell like the Lion of Judah oil that I pray over them. And we sing songs in the car. We sing like Lion of Judah. We sing songs about the Holy Spirit. We talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I pray in tongues to my grandchildren, and especially my baby granddaughter, who's only a year and a half. And I'm telling you guys, I'm going to do a whole podcast episode about this. And if you pray in tongues, you should be praying to your children and grandchildren. If you don't pray in tongues, we're going to pray that God will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. You know, and we just trust him and we keep asking for spiritual gifts. We just keep asking and he's the one that gives them. But anyway, I pray over my granddaughter. Because she has this thing where I think she kind of went underwater. And so she's afraid of water. And so her mama and me and her Mimi have to get in the bathtub with her. The mama gets in just, you know, all natural. But me and Mimi, we wear our bathing suits and we get in the bathtub with the little baby and we bathe her because she needs a bath and we want to help bless our daughter by giving her a clean baby. But I start praying over my granddaughter in tongues and I sing in tongues over Piper. And do you know what she does? This is what she does. And I feel like she does this because what does the word say? That God's hands knitted our children together in our wombs. Mm-hmm. And we just think it's just an egg and a sperm meeting. Why would we think that with our all creative God, that he wouldn't be so creative that the angels, I believe the angels are probably singing when that baby is being put together. And I believe that there's a language of heaven. There's tongues happening. I believe there's so much happening when a baby is conceived. And my grandbaby shows me this all the time. And I ran into this young dad at our church yesterday, and he says he does the same thing with his baby. And his son, I was standing there talking to the dad, and we were ending, but the worship team was still singing. And the son was, he's like two. He had his hand up, and the worship team was just there. And me and the dad are talking, and the son just had his hand up looking at the worship team. And he was just doing this, praising God, raising his hands to God. But my granddaughter, this is what she does. I'll pray in the spirit of my granddaughter. And she looks at me. And she goes. And her eyes get really big. And it's like she understands it. And then she'll start. She's not a talker. Like my granddaughter, she's developing to be a talker. But she's not a big talker. And when I pray in tongues, she starts talking. And I wonder, okay, now are all babies, like when they're babbling, are they praying in the spirit? I mean, I don't know. They heard this language. But anyway, that's just something that's supernatural. That if you pray in tongues, pray it over your children and your grandchildren. And if you don't, Lord, why don't you pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Father, we just thank you that you delight in giving your sons and daughters the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And we just ask now that you would light their spirit with yours, Jesus. That you would come and light that candle of their spirit, that they would speak in tongues, that they would love incredibly, just love poured down from heaven, and that they would have supernatural understanding of your word and the mysteries of heaven, that they would just do a divine treasure hunt every day of their life, that they would be so excited to get up every morning because they're on a divine treasure hunt for the things of your spirit. So Father, just baptize them now in the name of Jesus with your spirit. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Oh man. Do you have anything else to say?
Just blessing.
Yeah.
Just a blessing.
Blessing.
Mm-hmm. Over your spirit. Oh, yeah.
Wait, say the blessing. Well, and then you can finish what you want to do too.
I just wanted to share this really quick. I love this. Jesus said, full of joy through the Holy Spirit. This is Luke 10:21. I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Mm-hmm. Father, this was your good pleasure. So it's his good pleasure to reveal things of the spirit to you.
And your children.
And so we just agree with that, that joy that that Jesus had in imparting the spirit for all of us. It's for all of us.
That is so good. I think that we should really look at our children differently. Read that part where it says revealing them to children.
I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. And that was his good pleasure to do that.
Guys, your children are very special in the eyes of God. Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And in a way, I feel that some children, I feel like all children, especially the ones that are from the household of believers. But I feel like they have more spiritual insight sometimes than we do.
I've learned the best lessons from my children.
Yeah.
You know, in just their childlike faith. That's how we come to the Lord, is with our childlike faith. And we just believe that it'll come to pass.
Yes.
The things that he's having us dream about. Mm-hmm. And I just encourage you to ask the Lord for dreams. You know, because he reveals himself through dreams, through songs, through nature, you know, never limit the things that he teaches us. I always see blue herons.
I know you saw one on the trip. She goes, there's a blue heron.
Yeah, sometimes it's eye level with my car and it's just, you know, he's revealing himself through nature, through dreams, through the word, through your friend that has the word in season. So just be surprised. You know, just wake up and be enthusiastic about how he's going to reveal himself and his spirit and his wisdom through you every day. Mm-hmm. Just expect it.
Expect it.
I think expectation is what it's all about. How do you want to reveal yourself today to me, Jesus? You know, that can be your prayer.
That's so good. That's so good. I'm going to pray for you guys. Thank you, Laura. Mm-hmm. If you want more of this, please be sure to, I'm a preacher, Nadia Adnan from Pakistan. I have a church and mostly are women. I want you, please join us as a guest speaker to boost. We will do that. We will do it. We would be honored to speak to your women in Pakistan. Mm-hmm. So email us at admin@helpclubformoms.com and we would be honored. Thank you for being here today. Mm-hmm. That's God. God brought you today. God brought Laura today. Thank you for joining us from Pakistan. Praise God. Oh my goodness. Wow. Yes, we want to pray. So I want to pray here. So if you have prayer requests, please leave them. And if you want more of this, join us on the Supernatural Moms. We're talking about this whole topic and you're not too late because you'll be able to get all of the Supernatural Mom content. It's 12 months long. And anyway, so I'm going to start praying and leave your prayer requests right now. Lord, we thank you so much for today. Thank you for Laura joining us. Thank you for her coming over last minute and just being such a blessing to our moms. And Lord, we pray that you would help us to live supernaturally. We pray for that church in Pakistan, mm-hmm. God, that you would guard them. You would hide them from anyone ever trying to hurt them. God, that you would teach them to live by your Holy Spirit. God, that you would give those women power to live supernaturally, God, in Pakistan.
Yes.
And Lord, we just ask for your word to spread like wildfire around the world, God. We ask for your spirit to go around the world, God, and to teach people around the world how to live by the spirit. Yes. And God, we thank you that we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. I pray for everyone watching this broadcast today or 10 years from now, listening on the podcast, wherever you're joining from. Lord, we pray that my friend here, whether a mom or a dad, a woman or a man, would learn how to live in the power of the Holy Spirit, would live a supernatural life, would walk by faith in the power of the Holy Spirit, that they would learn how to parent supernaturally and grandparents supernaturally, and that all of our descendants would be taught by the Lord, and great will be their peace, that all of us and our descendants would be movers and shakers in our generation for Christ, that all of us would be protected from all evil, and that our children would not and our grandchildren would not go the way of culture. They would stand for truth in this hour. They would occupy until you come, Jesus, that they would be like David and do the will of God in their own generation. They would fulfill the purposes that you have for their lives, that you would cause our children and grandchildren's gifts to come forth, and that we as supernatural moms and dads can call forth those gifts, can help them to learn more about those gifts, that you would teach us how to do that, that you would guide us into all truth and show us the things that are to come. And I'm going to pray for prayer requests right now. Pray for prayer requests right now. Let's see here. Yes, thank you guys all for being here. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Karen. Thanks for being here. Yes. Let's see here. Prayers for, okay. So Anna Marie, prayers for I know this is Anna Marie, prayers for family, and my marriage and my grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for Anna Marie and every single family represented here, every single marriage represented. Why don't you pray for this? Grandchildren and children.
Yeah. Father, just reveal your secrets to this. Yeah. And Father, we just ask for any addictions that they would be placed at the feet of Yeshua now, yes, in the name of Jesus. Any addictions, anything that is keeping them and hindering them from receiving the full love of the Father. Mm-hmm. And we just bless them with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control.
Thank you, God.
Bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name.
I love the fruits of the Spirit. Pray for my husband. We're trying. Can you please pray for my husband and I? We are trying to convince for a year now. We are praying for God's will and his blessings. Won't you pray that too?
For
a year, conceive.
Conceive.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, Father, we just ask, you are the one that opens the womb. Mm-hmm. And Father, we just ask now in the name of Jesus, yes, that you would open her womb.
Yes, Jesus. And anyone else trying,
yes,
to conceive.
In the name of Jesus, supernaturally, yes, open God's the womb. That they would conceive in Jesus' name.
Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you. Let's see. Okay. All right. That's it. Thank you, guys. We love you. If you haven't already, share the video on your Facebook wall with your friends. Share the YouTube video. Share the podcast. And we're praying for you. And please come to the Homeschooling with Heaven conference in July. Put it on your calendar. You're going to want to come quickly. You're going to want to get your hotel room quickly. And we are also offering an online option for our moms around the world who homeschool, who cannot come to Colorado. Okay. Stay tuned for that too. We love you. And we will see you soon. See you again. Bye.
Blessings.
Bye.
Hey, Mom. Have you heard about our new Mothering Kit subscription? We just launched it and we are so excited. We've been looking at all these moms who have been joining us, joining the subscription and just seeing what it's all about. We've been working on this for so long and we've been so excited to put it into your hands. Over in our Mothering Kit, we have monthly help for your heart as a mom so that you can fill up, so that you can pour out. We have a whole mentoring platform over there so that we can help you to become the mom that you feel that you're called to be. We also have help for your home so that you can build a Christ-centered home with Christ-centered traditions for your family. We have help for your marriage, encouragement for you, monthly encouragement with reflection questions, and so much more. We have help for your kids. We want to help you in discipling your kids to know Jesus and to love him more and to walk with him all of their days. And we also have a whole worship set for you each month. Our entire subscription is themed, and it's really beautiful because you're learning one theme throughout each month, and it's going to thread through each part of our subscription. We also have one last thing we really want to tell you about is something in culture that we're tackling, something that's relevant to you and your mothering that you're facing, and it's coming at you. And we talk through some of these cultural hot topics that we have to encounter as moms and know what to do and know how to guide our children. So we've added that in there too. And there's more. But if you wanted to just go to myhealthclubformoms.com, you can see what it's all about and sign up for your free 14-day trial. And we hope to see you there. Have a great day.